All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Today's daf is Chaf Dalet 24. We are picking up on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis 23b, and we are picking up at the two dots. Obilvad Shelo Yaktim Vish. Amar Rava. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. I want to begin by thanking our sponsors for this morning's shir. To thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Nisan, Frank and Debbie Spector, for dedicating all the Shiurim and Drashos this month with incredible gratitude to the entire Kehila. To thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Nisan, Paul and Kathy Pollock, in memory of Paul's father, Shmuel ben Zachariah, his mother, Sarah Bas Avram, great-grandmother, Cyril Bas Reb Dov. We thank our Week of Learning sponsors, Mordechai and Malki Tusk, and for dedicating the Shiurim this week in honor of Brian's marriage to Ari Nierenberg this past Tuesday. In the merit of our learning, may they be showered with all of the Sheva Brachos and all of the Brachos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We also thank our Week of Learning sponsors, Naftali and Bela Langer, for dedicating the Shiurim this week in the Zuchos of Arafua Shalema for Yisrael Zev Ben Malka and Sarah Fega Bas Bela Susya. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, they will have a refuah together with Kol Chole Yisrael. I will say with that, let us begin. A beautiful, beautiful daf ahead of us today. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava says as follows, Man dirachim rabbanon, havalei banin rabbanon. Whoever loves rabbis, right? Whoever loves, really this means Talmidei Chachamim. So whoever loves Talmidei Chachamim, ultimately again, will have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. So just to appreciate, this goes back to what we were learning about yesterday. This is not like hocus pocus stuff, you know, if you love rabbis, so you're going to have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. The idea is, whatever you love in life becomes a focal part of your life. So if you love Torah, if you love Talmidei Chachamim, your children will see that you value that. And if your children see that you value that, then in Yiras Hashem, they will try to, hopefully those same values will be embedded in their lives as well. Demoki Rabbanon, Havili Chasnusa Rabbanon. One who goes in and gives kavod. So here I will say there are different girsaos actually. Some say it's the Mokir, the Dachil. Okay, so the one who goes in and gives kavod to Talmidei Chachamim will have a son-in-law who is a Talmid Chacham. The Dachil Me Rabbanon, he gufei Havitzorah Me Rabbanon. So this is very interesting. So the Dachil, the Gra changes this to one who gives honor to Talmidei Chachamim, or again, one who fears Talmidei Chachamim, one who has awe and reverence. Ultimately, again, will become a Talmid Chacham himself. To which the Gemara says, "Ve'ilad barachi." But if this person is not capable of becoming a Talmid Chacham, which means, let's say someone just doesn't have the mental acumen, right? Not everybody has the same level of intellect. So let's say someone doesn't have the mental acumen for that, then mishtamin milei kitzur mirabanan. Then although he himself may not become an actual Talmid Chacham, but halacha lemaisa, his words will be heeded like a Talmid Chacham. Beautiful. The lo b'shem and sreifa. So also getting back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that halacha lemaisa on Shabbos, you can't use shem and sreifa for hadlakas neros. Says the Gemara, my shem and sreifa. What does it mean? Rabbi said, now shem and sreifa literally means burnt oil. So what does that mean, burnt oil? My shem and sreifa. Amar Rabba, shemen shel truma shenitma. This actually refers to oil of truma, truma oil, which became ritually impure, which became tamei. Then I both say now, so what does that mean? Va'amai karu lo shemen sreifa. So why do they call it shemen sreifa? Hoil ul sreifa omeid. Ultimately, I both say, because what do you do with truma oil, which becomes ritually impure? What do you do with it? You burn it. You burn it. Hence, it is called Shemen Sreifa. So the Gemara says, Ubi Shabbos, my time alone. So I don't understand, why can't you use it on Shabbos? What's the problem using this while on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Mitok Shemitza Alav Lavaro, Gzer Shemiyata. The concern of Bosei is that since there is a mitzvah to burn this oil, see, you might have a great chap. You could burn it, and maybe I'll just, you know, I'll burn it. What's the problem? Since there's a mitzvah to burn it, the concern is you may come to tilt the oil towards the wick in an effort to accelerate the burning of the oil. So the Gemara says, Me'ata b'yom tov l'shtari. So if that's the case again, that's only a problem by Shabbos, but by Yom Tov, ultimately again, it should be permitted. Yet, Alama Tanan, why did we learn this? What's we're actually going to see this Mishnah? This is our Mishnah on Amud Beis today. Alama Tanan, why does the Mishnah say, So why is it that the Mishnah says you can't burn Shemen Sreifa on Yomtiv? To which the Gemara says, Gzeras Yomt, Gzer Yomtiv Atu Shabbos. So the Gemara says, because we're concerned, if we let you burn it on Yomtiv, you may come to burn it on Shabbos. Rav Chista Amar, L'shema lo yata lo chai shinon. Rav Chista says no. In fact, the reason there's no concern that if you burn Shemen Sreifa on Shabbos, you're going to come to tilt it towards the wick and accelerate the burning process. So what's the concern? We'll say, what's the case of the Mishnah where the Mishnah says you can't use Shemen Sreifa? And that's a case of Yomtiv that falls out on Friday. Yomtiv that falls out on Friday, that's where the Mishnah says you can't use Shemen Sreifa for Shabbos candles. So now, I have to remember, I have to light my Shabbos candles while it's technically still Yomtiv, which is fine. So now that the Gemara is suggesting, and the Mishnah says you can't use Shemen Sreifa, that's talking about lighting your Shabbos candles on Yomtiv going into Shabbos. What's the problem with that? The fish shein surfing kachim be yomtiv. And I will say, interestingly enough, the problem of using Shemen Sreifa for Shabbos candles is not a din in Shabbos, but rather it's a din that you can't light this oil on yomtiv. And why can't you light the oil on yomtiv? The fish shein surfing kachim be yomtiv. Because halach lemaisi, you can't burn invalid items on yomtiv. I have a hamid diktani seifa imalikim b'shem seifa b'yamtiv mechlal dereisha la b'yamtiv askin. But 1 second, the next Mishnah we're going to see in Amud Beis speaks about yamtiv. The fact that the next Mishnah speaks about yamtiv seems to indicate that what? This Mishnah is not speaking about yamtiv. Am Rabbi Chanina Misura ma tam kamar. Rather, Rabbi says we're going to see the two Mishnayos are linked. And in fact, again, our Mishnah states, makes a statement, and the next Mishnah explains why. So, Matam Imalikim Hashem Sefer B'Yamtiv. So, we'll say our Mishnah is teaching us that you can't go ahead and use Shemen Sreifa on Yomtiv, and why not? Lefi Shein Surfin Kadshim B'Yamtiv. Because Halacha Lamaisa, you can't go ahead and burn Kadshim on Yomtiv. So, we'll say, interestingly enough, it appears, based on the discussion right now, so first of all, we've defined our terms. Shemen Sreifa means oil of invalid truma. Right, invalid truma that became pasul has to be burned. So you would burn, that's called Shemen Sreifa, oil that's fit to be burned. And now what the Mishnah is teaching me is as follows. On a technical level, there is nothing wrong with using that oil on Shabbos. What's the concern? You're not allowed to burn that oil on Yomtiv, because as we're going to see in just a moment, halacha lemaisa, you're not allowed to burn anything that is sacrificially or ritually invalid on Yomtiv. So therefore, when the Mishnah says that you can't use Shemen Sreifa for Shabbos candles, that's actually talking about a case of Yomtiv that falls out on Erev Shabbos. And telling us that you can't remember, so when Yomtiv falls out on Erev Shabbos, that means you're kindling, like we have this year. We're going to have Pesach in Eretz Hashem this year. So remember, when you light Shabbos candles on Yomtiv, right? Let's say first day's Pesach, well, it will be the second day Pesach. You're going to go ahead and light, I think, you're going to light Shabbos candles. So you're lighting those Shabbos candles on Yomtiv. That, the Mishnah says, you cannot do. Why not? Because we don't burn Kadshim on Yomtiv. Tanya Kav, so I'll say Tap of Chav Dalit. Tanya Kav, I'll say Derev Chista. We have a braisa that supports Rav Chista. Kol elu she'amru in madlikin bohen b'shabbos, madlikin b'em yomtiv. All of the oils that we said you can't use on Shabbos, you can use on yomtiv. Right? Because you must remember again, all of the oils we mentioned on Shabbos, you can't use. Why? Because lemaisa, we're concerned that you may come, that they're not going to light properly, and you may come to adjust the heat source, thereby kindling. Well, technically speaking, kindling on Yom Tov is not a problem. Now, we don't start new fires, but manipulating existing fires is not really a problem on Yom Tov. So therefore, all of the oils that we said you can't use on Shabbos, you can use on Yom Tov, chutz mishem and sreifa, with one notable exception. We're going to see there's actually more than one exception, but with one notable exception, shemen sreifa, right? The oil of invalid truma. And why can't you use it on yomtiv? Lefi she'ein sarfin kadshim biyomtiv. Because halacha lemaisa, we don't go ahead and burn invalid truma on yomtiv itself. Good. So we'll say that closes out that sugya. Ibaylu, we'll say very interesting sugya now. Mahu lahaskir chanukah shel chanukah beberkas hamazon. Here we go. are you obligated to make reference to Chanukah in benching? Here the Shaila, is there an obligation to insert some type of supplemental mention or paragraph for Chanukah in Birkas HaMazon? So do we say, Kevin de Midrabanon hu lo Midkarinon? So on one hand, we can say, since Chanukah is Midrabanon, therefore there's no obligation to insert anything into benching. O Dilma Mishon Pirsumi Nisamat Karinon. Or on the other hand, maybe because there's Pirsumanis. We got finished talking about all this over the last couple of days, that the entire essence of Chanukah is Pirsumi Nisa, publicizing the miracle. So maybe we'll say that part of that publicizing of the miracle is what? Including some type of mention of it in benching. So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Sechora, Amar Rav Huna, Eino Maskir. So Rav say comes along Rava, all these other rabbis, and say that Halacha L'maisa, there is no obligation to make any mention of Chanukah in benching. V'imbala Haskir, but if you're going to make some type of mention of Chanukah, then what? Maskir Bahoda. You should include it in No Delecha. Right, so Rav say, so again, that's just to keep symmetry, right? So just like in Shmona Esrei, we go ahead and we add in Alanisim and Bimei Matisyahu in Modim, in the section of Hoda'ah, of Thanksgiving. So too, if you don't have to add in anything in benching, the Gemara suggests, or the first opinion suggests, but if you're going to add in something, you should add it in the Bracha of No Delecha. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ekel Bei Rava. So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda went to the house of Rava. Savar Lad Kuri B'Moni Yushalayim. So apparently it was Chanukah, and he wanted to add in Alanisim or Bimei Matisyo, and he was going to add it in Bonei Yerushalayim. Amru Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said no. Ketfila. If you're gonna add it in, you have to add it in like Shmona Esrei. Matfila Bahoda Af Birkas HaMazon Bahoda. Just like by Tfila, the addition of Alanisim Bimei Matisyo is in Modim, so too ultimately again by Birkas HaMazon it should be in the Bracha of No Delecha as well. So we'll say, so we know Halacha L'maaseh, of course we do make an insertion. We do make an insertion in benching, and it is in fact in No Delecha. The difference, of course, is that it's one of those additions that's not ma'akev. So for example, if you were to go ahead and omit it, Halacha L'maaseh, we know that you would not have to go back and repeat for that particular omission. Ibailu. So the Gemara goes weiter. Mal b'haskir, sharosh chodesh b'birkas HaMazon. Ultimately, again, is there an obligation to make mention of benching, of Avrosh Chodesh, in benching? So we'll say, so just also, just so you understand the way this works a little bit. Let's finish this piece and then I'll go back. So are you obligated to go ahead and make mention of Avrosh Chodesh in benching? So maybe you'll say Chanukah, which is midrabanan, there's no obligation for an insertion. Rosh Chodesh, da'oraisa tzarech. But Rosh Chodesh ultimately again is da'oraisa. Now we'll say, now what does it mean Rosh Chodesh is da'oraisa? Meaning the concept of Rosh Chodesh, right, is a biblical one, right? There is a biblical obligation for Rosh Chodesh. Or I should say, the concept of Rosh Chodesh is of biblical origin. So maybe therefore that should require an insertion and benching. Or maybe we could say as follows, which is what? Since there's no Isra Malacha, right? Since on Rosh Chodesh, there's no prohibition to go ahead and do any kind of Malacha. Therefore, Halacha L'maaseh, maybe I shouldn't go ahead and I'm not obligated to make any kind of insertion and benching. So what's this? What's Halacha about Rosh Chodesh? So Rav Amar Maskir. Rav says that for Rosh Chodesh, you should insert a mention. Rabbi Chanina Omer Eino Maskir. Rabbi Chanina says you don't have to go ahead and make any mention. Amar Rav Zrika, Nokut Dirav Biadech. So Rav Zrika said that ultimately, really take the position of Rav. Right? That Halacha L'maisa, we make a mention of Rosh Chodesh and benching. Dekai Raboshia Kavase. Because Raboshia holds like Rav. The Tanai Raboshia, here we go. Yomim Sheish Ben Karbon Musaf. Any day in which you have a Karbon Musaf. For example, Kigon. Rosh Chodesh, Cholo Shamoed, Arvis Vishachres Umincha, Mispalo Shmona Esri V'Omer Me'ein Hama'ora Ba'avoda. So we'll say any day that has a Karbon Musaf. For example, that's not active Yom Tov itself. So for example, Rosh Chodesh Cholamayit. So any of those days, so remember, Rosh Chodesh Cholamayit both have a Karbon Musaf. whether it's Shachris, or I should say Arvis Shachris Mincha, you daven Shmona Esrei, and what he calls Mispala Me'ein Hama'ora. Now we'll say, Me'ein Hama'ora ultimately means what? Omer Me'ein Hama'ora Ba'avoda. You go ahead and you insert something reflecting the unique nature of the day in Avoda, which means in Ritzei. Right before, remember, Ritzei is a section called Avoda. So right by Ritzei, you put in the assertion. Both say, Me'ein Hama'ora means a paragraph reflecting the unique nature of the day. What we have come to call Ya'ala V'yavo. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, V'or Me'ein Hama'ora, L'vakish Rachamim Al Yisrael V'Al Yerushalayim, L'hashiv Avoda L'mkoma, La'asos Karbanos. So we'll say, this is actually very interesting. I don't know that we give a lot of thought to this. You know, we all know that you insert Yalev Yavo by Ritzei, right between Ritzei and Visechazeno and Eino B'Shuv Chalitzion Berachamim. So why there? See, interestingly enough, Rav Oshia explains, because the idea is, when do you insert Yalev Yavo? Essentially on any day where there's a Karban Musaf. So what's most lacking on a day where there's a Karban Musaf? What's most lacking is the Karban Musaf, the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we insert the supplemental paragraph that speaks out the unique nature of the day in the paragraph of Hashavis Havodah LeDivir Beisecha, requesting the restoration of Karbanic service to the Beis HaMikdash. So again, we put that identity of the day right by the section of Avoda. So Rav Oshia says, therefore, any day in which there is a Karban Musaf, you add in Ya'alev Yavo in the section of Avoda. So the Gemara says, Umispala Shmona Esrei, Ve'omrein Arba Avoda, Ve'im Lo Amar, Machzirin Oso. And Halacha L'Maisa, on any of these days, if you did not go ahead and say Ya'alev Yavo, we make you go back. Ve'im Bahem Kiddusha Alakos, but yet nevertheless, these days don't have any obligation of Kiddush. Like, so, you know, Rosh Chodesh has no obligation of Kiddush, Chol HaMoed has no obligation of Kiddush. The Ishpon has Karba Berkas Hamazon. And Halach Lamaisa, not only do you insert Ya'alev Yavo in Shmona Esrei, but you also insert Ya'alev Yavo in benching. On the flip side, Yamim Shemban Karban Musaf, but days in which there is no Karban Musaf, Kigon, Sheni, V'chamishi, V'sheni, Mondays, Thursdays, and Mondays, we'll see what that means in just a moment, Vita'utanios, and fast days, ma'amados. So we'll say, so just before we go on, what's ma'amados? Take a look at Rashi. This is really incredible. Kilomar, v'yomim shel ma'amados shayim is'anin arba tanios b'shabis sheni u'shlishi u'revi v'chamishi u'me'in hama'ora dido tfilas tainis. So we'll say, so very, very simply, the ma'amados, we know, technically speaking, the carbon tamid, right, the Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, the morning Tamid, the afternoon Tamid, those were Karbanos Tzibur, right? Those were communal offerings. And I will say that the halacha is, with any Karban, the owner of the Karban must be present at the time it is offered. But here's the problem. If you have a Karban Tzibur that's offered on behalf of collective Klal Yisrael, how do you have the owner present? So we'll say, so the answer was, you can't have every Jew present. So they had ma'amados. A ma'amad means a grouping. So what they would do is, the same way there were 24 shifts of Kohanim, there were 24 groups of Yisraelim who ultimately represented the entirety of Klal Yisrael. These individuals would not come to Yerushalayim, rather they would gather in their own respective towns, and they had a whole series of fasting and tefillos and kriyas haTorah. Their job was to represent Klal Yisrael, ultimately, again, so that the Karban Tamid should be offered up in the presence of the Jewish people. So the Gemara says, over here, Sheni v'chamishi my avidatayu. What do you mean when you say Mondays and Thursdays? Ella, Sheni v'hei v'bei shel ta'anio. So we'll remember again, in the event that there was a lack of rain, right, the lack of rain, so in Eretz Yisrael, they would have these Monday, Thursday, Monday fast days, right? So the idea over here is, in these days, I will say, so now remember, so these are all examples of days where there's no Karban Musaf, There's no korban musaf like these fast days, like ma'amados. So in these cases, arvis v'shachris u'mincha mispalosh mora esrei, v'omer me'ein ha'ma'ora b'shomeya tefila. Then I will say, now watch this. However, on fast days, obviously there's no kiddush, there's no korban musaf, and shmona esrei, you would still insert something supplemental in Shema Koleinu. Now, what would you insert for Shema Koleinu? Anenu, like we do on a fast day today. So there's a supplemental insertion of Anenu. However, ve'im lo amar in machzirin oso. But ultimately, again, if you did not say Anenu and Shmona Esrei, you do not have to go back. Ve'im bahen kedusha ala kos. Similarly, again, of course, there's no kiddush. So again, there's a whole discussion whether that line belongs there and what it means. We don't have to get into it. Ve'im bahen askara birkas amazon. But ultimately, again, and there is no obligation if you were to eat on these days. There is no insertion ultimately again in Birkas HaMazon. So we'll say, Halacha L'Maisa, what comes out, we see that we obviously how we pass. We do insert Ya'alav Yovav HaChanukah. We do insert Ya'alav Yovav for Rosh Chodesh. And I'll tell you something interesting. Just, we saw this in Maseches Brachos a little bit earlier on. You know, for tefillah in general, if you forget Yalla Viavo, you have to go back. The only exception to that rule is the night of Rosh Chodesh. Right? Night of Rosh Chodesh, if you omit Yalla Viavo, you do not have to repeat Shmona Esrei. And the reason for that is because just like Beis Din does not declare the new month at night, so too if you forget your declaration of Yalla Viavo at night, you are not obligated to go back and repeat. But otherwise, in every other situation, you do go back and repeat Shmona Esrei for the omission of Ya'alav Yavo. Interestingly enough, when it comes to benching and Ya'alav Yavo omission, so again, it's a bit more of an involved conversation we're going to get into now, but suffice it to say for our purposes, when you have to go back is actually quite fascinating. You only have to go back, technically, when there's an obligation to have a Seuda. Only on a day where there's an obligation to have a meal. But on a day where there's no obligation to have a meal, on a technical level, one would not be obligated to go back and repeat benching for the omission of Ya'alav Yavo. But in fact, we'll see that actually a later sugya, which is going to tackle this a bit more head-on. So we'll say, what about, is there an obligation to make mention of Chanukah in Musaf? So just appreciate what's happening over here. This is talking about now either on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, right? So remember again, there's always a Shabbos Chanukah, and Rosh Chodesh Teves always occurs on Chanukah, which of course, Chanukah is always the 25th of the month, lasts for 8 days. So by definition, there's always a Rosh Chodesh. So listen to this interesting Shaila. Is one obligated to insert Ya'alav Yavo, Alanisim, and Bimei Matisyo in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? So just so you understand what the Gemara is asking, Chanukah itself does not generate an obligation for Musaf. Why not? Very simple. Chanukah didn't have a carbon Musaf. Right? That's it. Chanukah is a rabbinic holiday. The only time you have a carbon Musaf, again, is for a biblical Yom Tov. Chanukah never had a carbon Musaf. So the interesting Shaila is, Chanukah therefore does not generate an obligation for Tfilas Musaf. If Chanukah doesn't obligate an obligation for Tfilas Musaf, then do you have to make a Chanukah insertion by Musaf on Shabbos or Musaf on Rosh Chodesh? To which the Gemara says, do we say, Kimon de Lesley Musaf Bidi Lamat Gerinon? So on one hand, since Chanukah doesn't generate this own Musaf obligation, you don't have to mention it. O Dilma, Yom Hu Shechai Be'arbet Tfilos. Or do we say no, that the obligation to insert Alanisim and Mimi Matisyo is in any tefillah you daven on that day? In other words, we'll say the Chanukah insertions are a din in the tefillos of the day. So whether the day has 3 tefillos or whether the day has 4 tefillos, ultimately, again, there's an obligation to insert Alanisim. Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda Damri Tarvayu Eino Maskir. So Rav Huna Rav Yehuda say you don't in Musaf you don't mention Chanukah. Rav Nachman Rav Yochanan Damri Tarvayu Maskir. Rav Nachman Rav Yochanan say yes, you do mention Chanukah in Musaf. So watch this. Amar Abaye. So Abaye Rav Yosef. So Abaye said Rav Yosef. Had Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. who ultimately hold that there is no obligation to make mention of Chanukah in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, that's reflecting the view of Rav. What did Rav say? The Amrav, Gidol Amrav, Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Maftir B'Navi, so one who goes ahead and reads Daf Torah, Maftir B'Navi B'Shabbos, Ain't a Torah Haskir Rosh Chodesh. So I'll say, interestingly enough, so Rav said, that when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, and you're reading the Haftorah, it's Shabbos, you're reading the Haftorah, when you, we'll see, so when you conclude the Haftorah, what's the bracha? Nekadesh HaShabbos, right? So Rav says that when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there's no obligation to make mention of Rosh Chodesh in the bracha, in the concluding bracha of the Haftorah. Why not? She'omali Shabbos ein Navi b'Rosh Chodesh. For were it not for Shabbos, there's no din of the Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. So you hear what Rav is saying? So Rav is saying, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, and you're concluding the Haftorah, in the concluding bracha of the Haftorah, you need not make mention of Rosh Chodesh. Why not? Because halacha lemaisa, Rosh Chodesh itself, were not for Shabbos, there would be no Haftorah. Rosh Chodesh has nothing to do with Haftorah. Rosh Chodesh doesn't generate an obligation for Haftorah. So if Rosh Chodesh doesn't generate the obligation for Haftorah, therefore, there is no obligation to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Haftorah. So the Gemara is suggesting that this opinion of Rav is in fact the basis for the position of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Namely, that just as Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say, so they say you don't make any mention of Chanukah in Musaf, right? What's their logic? Their logic is the only time you make mention of something is when that day triggers or generates the obligation. But if the day doesn't generate or trigger the obligation, there's no need to make mention. Chanukah doesn't trigger a Musaf obligation. The Musaf obligation is related to either Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, again, they hold that just like when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Haftorah because Rosh Chodesh doesn't generate the obligation for Haftorah. So too, on Chanukah, on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, or on Shabbos Chanukah, there is no obligation to make mention of Chanukah in Musaf because Chanukah doesn't trigger a Musaf obligation. To which the Gemara says, come on, that's not a good comparison. Me dummy. Hasam Navi B'Rosh Chodesh Taka Klal. We'll say, here's the difference. There's no concept of Haftorah by Rosh Chodesh at all. Ha'acha, Yisei Be'arves V'Shachres U'Mincha. See, Rav Osai, by Chanukah, everyone is agreeing that what? You are inserting Alanisim and Bimei Matis Yahweh in Shachres, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. So the only Shaila is Musaf, meaning one thing we know for sure, the Machlok is only regarding a fourth Tefillah. But for the other three, everyone agrees, of course, that what? You are inserting Alanisim in those tfilos. To which the Gemara says, Elalaha Damya. So rather, it's comparable to the following case. Amrav Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Hamaftir B'Navi B'Mincha B'Shabbos Ein Tzarech L'Haskir Shal Yom Tov. When you do the Haftorah by Mincha on Shabbos, you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Why is that? I'm sorry, you don't have to mention Yom Tov. Shomali Shabbos ein Navi b'mincha b'Yom Tov. For were it not for Shabbos, there would be no Haftorah by Mincha. I will say, what Haftorah by Mincha? It's actually quite fascinating. If you look at Rashi says, Hamafja b'Navi b'mincha b'Shabbos, Matzasi b'tshuvas ha-geonim, Shehayu regilim likros b'Navi b'Shabbosos mincha asara psukim. I will say, it's fascinating. It used to be that by Shabbos Mincha, they used to read Haftorah. They used to read Haftorah. A ten verse Haftorah, that was it. What happened? Ubi me Parsiim gozru gzera shelo lasos. And in the days of the Persians, something happened. And they made a gzera, they made a decree not to do this. Well, not to do this. I will say, now what exactly happened? In the Agos, they say, Gazru Shmad. Some say that there was some type of anti-Semitic legislation, Shmad, and therefore they stopped doing it. V'chivan shenistalku nistalku. And interestingly enough, even once the anti-Semitism passed, the practice was never really reinstituted. Tosus happens to say over here a little bit different. Tosus says over here that they weren't reading Navi, but rather their institution was to read Ksuvim. That whereas the Haftorah comes from the Nevi'im, by Shabbos Mincha, they would read some selection of Ksuvim. Okay, either way, there used to be a practice to go ahead and read a very small Haftorah by Shabbos Mincha. So for example, Rav says over here, that when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, when you say the concluding bracha by Shabbos Mincha, by the Haftorah Shabbos Mincha, you don't have to mention Yom Tov. Why don't you have to mention Yom Tov? Because Yom Tov never generates an obligation for afternoon Haftorah. That is only said where? That's only said by Shabbos. So therefore, again, same idea, Chanukah never generates an obligation for Musaf. And therefore, halacha l'maaseh, there's no obligation to mention Chanukah by Musaf of Shabbos Chanukah or Shabbos Rosh or Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Amud Beis. V'les hilchasa k'chol hanishmaisesa. So we'll say in reality, the halacha does not follow any of these opinions. Now Rashi says, or k'chol hanishmaisesa, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Gidlo, Rav Achtaboy, Ela k'tfila achas k'chaverta, So we'll say therefore the Gemara says, really the halacha doesn't follow all of these opinions. And on Chanukah, we make all of the tefillos of the day uniform, which we'll say on a very simple level means, we say La Ya'alev Yavo each and every day. Ya'alev Yavo each and every day. That at the end of the day, halacha l'maisa, just like you go ahead and you're going to recite Ya'alev Yavo and Shachris, in Mincha and Ma'ariv, so to halacha l'maisa, you will go ahead and recite Ya'alev Yavo in Musaf as well. Ela ki had Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. So we'll say rather, again, reflects to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. What does Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi say? Yom HaKippurim shechalios b'Shabbos. If a person goes ahead on Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos, hamispalo mi'ilo tzarech lahaskir shal Shabbos. So we'll say, listen to this. What does Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi say? When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so also when you daven ne'ilah. Now remember again, ne'ilah is a unique tefillah, that only applies to Yom Kippur and does not apply to Shabbos. So Rabbi says, now the shaila is, when I daven ne'ilah, what's my obligation vis-a-vis Shabbos insertions? To which the Gemara says, that when you daven ne'ilah on Shabbos, you have to make mention of Shabbos in Ne'ilah. Why? Yom hu shenes chayi ba'arba tefilos. Ultimately, again, it is a day in which you are obligated in four prayers. So essentially what the Gemara says is like this. Really, the way we begin to look at things is, we look at the identity of the day. And whatever the identity of the day, that identity becomes manifest in all of the respective tefilos. So therefore, we'll say, see, really what the tension was is like this. When let's just take Rosh Chodesh Chanukah for just a moment. So near Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, so there are two ways of looking at it. It's Chanukah. The fact that there's another additional identity of Rosh Chodesh doesn't mean it's Chanukah. So if it's Chanukah, that means that identity must be manifest in all the tefillos of the day. Or do we say no? It's true that it's Chanukah, but when you daven Musaf Rosh Chodesh, it's not Chanukah. Because for Musaf Rosh Chodesh, really, if you think about it, has nothing to do with Chanukah. Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is a din in Rosh Chodesh. V'haraya, Chanukah itself does not go ahead and generate any obligation for Musaf. So we'll say, so that's the tension. Do we say it's Chanukah? The day is Chanukah. The calendrical identity is Chanukah. Therefore, anything that happens on this day, right, in that framework, in that box, must reflect the identity of Chanukah. Or do we say, no, we look at the identity of the prayer, not necessarily the identity of the day. So what the Gemara now is coming to the conclusion is, we look at the identity of the day. And once you know the identity of the day, that identity must be manifest in every tefillah of the day. So therefore, for example, the Gemara says over here that when your kippur falls out on Shabbos, you're going to make Shabbos insertions. Even by Ne'ilah. Why? Because it's Shabbos. And since it's Shabbos, therefore, halacha l'maisa, that identity of Shabbos must be manifest in all of the tefillahs. To which the Gemara says, well, I have a problem. Kashi hilchasa hilchasa. We have a contradiction now between the halachas. Why? Amri Tilchos like Rabbi Shimon Levi. So you just got finished saying that really the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Levi, because Rabbi Shimon Levi teaches us that the identity of the day must be manifest in all of the tefillos of the day, even if some of those tefillos are not triggered by the core identity of the day. And on the other hand, v'kaimalon Hilchos Akarava. But we also paskin like Rava. What did Rava say? Dama Rava. Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Shliach Tzibur Hayori Bifnei Teva Arvis Eino Tzarech Lahaskir Shal Yom Tov. So this is actually very interesting. So this is really fascinating, actually. So Rava says, Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. What's the halacha? The Shliach Tzibur need not make mention of Yom Tov in his quote-unquote Chazaras Hashatz, Shil Mali Shabbos in Shliach Tzibur Yored Arvis B'Yomtiv. Now I will say, now what is this talking about? Take a look at Rashi when we see Chazaras Hashatz by Marv. Watch this. Shliach Tzibur Yored Arvis Hamispelel Birkas Me'in Sheva Kunei Shemayim V'Aretz Magin Avos B'Dvaro. So I say, so remember again, Shabbos night by Marv, right? Which means Friday night, Marv. We have a very interesting dynamic. What's the interesting dynamic? So halacha lemaisa, there is like a mini Chazaras Hashatz. So the Gemara is saying that's a din in Shabbos. So for example, when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, there is no obligation to make mention of Yom Tov in that mini Chazaras Hashatz. Why not? Because were it not for Shabbos, there would be no mini Chazaras Hashatz. So we know Yom Tov, right? You have Ma'ariv and Yom Tov night. You don't have Magen Avos, right? You don't have that truncated form of Chazaras Hashatz of the Brach of Avos that goes into Magen Avos and Elokim of Elokim Avos. You don't have any of that. So therefore, again, Alokha Lamaiski, you need not make mention of Yom Tov. So Rabbi says, so now we have a contradiction. Because what did you just say? We just said that Alokha Fazer Shimon Gamliel, who says that what? The identity of the day must be manifest in all of the tefillos of the day. So that's statement number one. And then right afterwards, you know, the halacha is like Rava. That when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov coming together, you need not make mention of Yom Tov in the truncated Chazaras Hashatz of Ma'ariv of Shabbos. So which one is it? So Hachi Hashtasam Bidinu Dafilu B'Shabbos Nami Lo Tzarech. So I'll tell you why. In reality, you really shouldn't even have a truncated Chazaras Hashatz on Ma'ariv of Shabbos. Well, this is an interesting idea. Why do we have a truncated Chazaras Hashatz, Chazan's repetition, on Friday night Ma'ariv? Why do we have that? So in reality, you shouldn't have it. So why do we have it? The rabbis instituted it because of sakana, because of danger. There was it. Now I want to show you an incredible Rashi, which gives us also a window into historical practices. Look at Rashi. Mishum sakana. Rashi says, mazikin. Remember, their shuls were not usually inside the habitable areas. Their shuls were situated out of the towns, in the fields. This is really quite fascinating. So the Gemara suggests during the week, it's fascinating, people come home from work, people would daven Ma'ariv at home. Fascinating. People apparently would not come to shul. Don't get any ideas, right? I say, you know, in the shuls we open, we're going to be running mamish. I think if there's one thing that all of us have hopefully been makabel upon ourselves is that when we are able to go back to shul, that we have to be so makbid on tefillah b'tzibur and try not ever again, if at all possible, to never again miss minyanim, because the pain that we feel over not being able, I mean, it's beautiful that we're able to daven together over Zoom, but the acute pain that we feel over missing out tefillah b'tzibur, when our shuls reopen up, I'm going to cut off to be makbid on tefillah b'tzibur, davening with a minyan like never before. But nevertheless, their practice historically was to daven Ma'ariv at home, with one exception, Shabbos. Shabbos night, everyone would come to shul. Which also makes sense, because remember, Shabbos, Ma'ariv, you were often davening even earlier. So what happens? Avaleli Shabbos b'am beisakneses v'chashu sheyesh she'in memarin lava v'shon l'achar tefila l'kach erichu tefila satzivus. So we'll say, watch this. What were Chazal concerned about? they were concerned that there might be people who come late to shul Friday night. I know, crazy. Whoever heard of such a thing like this? Mamish, like happy curses, coming late to shul anytime? Impossible. Okay, there are some people who are spiritually challenged. Maybe they come a little bit late to shul. So we'll say, what was the concern? The concern was that Tzibur is going to, well, let's be down the Kafskos. Maybe there are people who just daven a longer shorna, say, daven a longer kabana. What's the concern? The concern is that the Tzibur's finished davening. Tzibur's going to go home, which means there may be some people left in shul. Now that's a sakana, because if they're left in shul alone, that means they're going to walk home alone. The shuls are situated in more remote areas. So there was mamish a real concern that halach lamaisa, people put themselves in sakana. So what did Chazal do? This is incredible. They prolonged ma'ariv. They elongated ma'ariv. This way giving people a little bit more time to finish up, to catch up. This way no one has to walk home alone on Shabbos night. So the Gemara says something very, very, really incredible. That really, make it a din, you don't need any truncated form of Chazaras HaShatz on Shabbos night. That's not necessary. The only reason the rabbis did it is that no man left behind, no Jew left behind. Nobody should go ahead and be left in the shul once davening is over and have to walk home on their own. Aval hacha, but over here, Yom Hushin is Chai Bar Betila. So therefore, we'll say, that's why the Gemara says that when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, we make no reference to Yom Tov in that truncated Kabbalah Shabbos, because that truncated Kabbalah Shabbos is not really a necessity. We did it to, it's not really an ikar of tefillah. So therefore, again, it was just an add-on to keep, literally to keep people in shul a few minutes longer so that no one should have to walk home from shul alone. That was the entire essence. That was the entire essence, ultimately, again, of Magin Avos. But at the end of the day, that's why there's no mention of Yom Tov in that Magin Avos. But we'll say, but by any other tefillah, the halachic paradigm is that we look at the identity of the day. And whatever the identity of the day, that identity must be manifest in each of the tefillos of the day. Even if there is a tefillah that is not generated by the core identity of the day, nevertheless, the core identity of the day is still inserted. So therefore, to say it simpler, we will say Alanisim and Bimei Matisyahu even on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, even though Chanukah doesn't generate its own obligation for Mosaf. Similarly, again, Mosaf on Shabbos Chanukah will also insert Chanukah, even though, again, Chanukah does not generate the obligation for Mosaf. Beautiful. So we'll say you can't use aliyah. So remember, again, going back to the forbidden oils. So aliyah is also a form of fat. Sa'ai says the Gemara, Chacham hainu tanakamo. The Chacham is saying the same as tanakamo. Ika b'nayhu du Rav Barona. So we'll say the nafkamini will be the case of Rav Barona. So we'll also remember again, Rav Barona had this interesting idea about, remember, you're not allowed to use congealed fat, right? Congealed aliyah or congealed fish innards. But if you go ahead and they are melted and you mix in some oil, Rav Barona said it's okay. So apparently, again, one of the opinions, the Chachamim or the Tanakamo, says that it's permitted if you mix in the oil, but we're not sure which opinion is which. Good, says the Mishnah. We just quoted this before. You can't use Shemen Sreifa Yom Tov. Remember again, what's Shemen Sreifa? Shemen Sreifa, we already learned, is oil of invalid Truma. Truma oil became invalidated. The only thing you can do it with it is burn it. But you can't use it, you can't burn it on Yom Tov. Bishmol says, Eim Madlikin Be'itrom Yipnei Kavad HaShabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says, you can't go ahead and use itron. So remember, we saw before that itron is, Rashi says, psulta de zivsa. Zivsa is pitch. So itron is the leftover, the residue from pitch. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you can't use that to light Shabbos candles. Why not? So the Rashi says, we're going to see, Gemara says, Mishnah says, covered Shabbos, I've covered the Shabbos. Rashi says, because apparently when you burn itron, it has a very bad smell. So we don't want you burning foul-smelling oil on Shabbos. V'chachamim matir, and the Chachamim say ultimately again that you are permitted to do so. Again, we'll see the machlokes in the Mishnah. This thing where it says v'chachamim matir b'chol hashmanim. V'chachamim say you can burn with any oil, b'shemen shumshmin, sesame seed oil, b'shemen agozin, nut oil, b'shemen tsunonos, literally means radish oil, b'shemen dogim, with oil that comes from fish, b'shemen pakuos, old Nabosai. Now Rashi says Pakuos is Dalas, something from the gourd family. So gourd oil, we'll see what all this means. Be'itran, remember itran is the leftover of the zephes. Itran is the residue from pitch. Ubenaft, and naft oil. Again, we'll define these items. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, in Mazdikin B'Shemen Zayis Pel. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, the only thing you are allowed to use for Shabbos ultimately is what? Shemen Zayis. Right, that's what you're allowed to use, is olive oil. Good, we'll see. We'll see all of these halachas. Says the Mishnah. My timer. I will say, so why can't you use shemen sreifan yamtiv? Remember again, that is oil, that is the oil of invalid truma, right? Truma pasal. So why can't you use that on yamtiv? Lefishin sreifan kachim be yamtiv. Because halacha lamaisa, we don't burn kachim on yamtiv. As we just saw that before. Minhanimidis. I will say, how do I know that we don't burn kachim on yamtiv? Amr chiske vechitan be chiske. Amr kra. I suppose this is incredible. Where is this learned out from? Philososiru mimenu ad boker. We'll say carbon pesach. You may not leave over any of the carbon until the morning. They will say, now what does the pasuk say? Vanosir menu ad boker ba'ish tisrofu. And anything you leave over on the morning, you have to burn. So we'll say the Gemara makes a very important drasha. So the Gemara says, boker, ad, vanosir menu ad boker, she'in tamulomer ad boker, ma tamulomer ad boker. So we'll say it's very interesting. The pasuk says, don't leave anything over until the morning. Anything you leave over to the morning, you should burn. You should burn. They both say, now, technically speaking, that second ad boker is extra. You don't need that ad boker. So it says, oh, that ad boker teaches you that when are you burning your leftover carbon pesach? On the second morning. See, Rabbi, so when you read that pasuk, you might think that what? When are you burning Karban Pesach? Rabbi, when are you burning Karban Pesach? On the first morning of Pesach. You didn't eat whatever you don't eat the night of Pesach. You should burn that morning, i.e. the first day of Yom Tov. Therefore, the pasuk comes along and gives a second ad boker, a second morning to say, no, you don't burn the leftover Karban Pesach on the first day of Pesach. Rather, when do you burn leftover Karban Pesach? Rabbi, say, when? First day Chol HaMoed. Why? What do you see from here? Because you don't burn leftover in or invalidated karbanos on Yom Tov itself. Hence, the inability to use Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov. I suppose we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Mirat Hashem with this discussion. Mishat Tov HaMetzlachas. Tomorrow, Maishi, whenever you are ready, you'll start Shachas. Shkoyach HaBosei.